Yes, a long time no see. It's been probably 4 years with some month since I preached here in International Service. Probably 2019 November was the last time. I haven't preached in English for over 4 years. So it's a big challenge to me. But I thank God and thank Chris give me this opportunity to share the treasure of the Bible to you in English. I'd like to preach from the Epistle Philippians from now on, hopefully once a month or twice a month. Pastor Kevin will preach from, I think, Ezra, right? And Devin will preach from John, I heard. So I think, you know, so which part of the Bible would be particular to me? So I choose the one of the Paul's letters, epistle, so Philippians. Philippians is a short letter, but a very pretty letter. It's beautiful. It's full of joy, as you know. So I'll preach from the Epistle Philippians little by little. So hopefully I'll finish in this year, but I don't know. Only God knows. So I like to start from the first part, chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus and Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. This letter is written or ask somebody to write. It was in the prison. So the letter is addressed to the Philippians. That's the first part of this section said, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi. Some letters doesn't say the address, but this one said clearly, this is the letter to Philippi, the Christian, the church in Philippi. And Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter. We can tell from the context of this letter. Like verse 7, he said, whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel. Whether I am in chains means he got chained or he was captured somewhere. So traditionally, Paul was in Rome. So if you read the last chapter of Acts, Paul was caught, and he was in the house guarded by the Roman soldiers. So he was not actually chained, but he was restricted to move. But he can write or he can accept the guests, so he can talk. But he could not move out as he used to be. So this is the place, Philippi, as you know. And this red lines shows the second missionary journey of Paul. So he started from Antioch and go through the Asian peninsula and across the sea and went to Philippi. Acts 16:9 says that during the night, Paul had a vision of men of Macedonia standing and begging in him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave to Macedonia, including that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. When he saw the vision, he was right here. So Macedonia is here. So when he saw this vision, he decided to went across the sea and, went to Macedonia. And Philippi was the first place he went. But we skipped the long story. But you know, Philippi, Paul and Silas was caught at Philippi. You remember the episode, the story? And he was caught, he was in prison. He was beaten and he was in prison. But they praised the Lord. They sang in prison. So the earthquake happened. So the old gates of prison were open. But they did not, nobody get out the prison. But the jailer thought the people were gone. So he went in, but nobody was left. Because they want to listen to the singing, or they had a good time with, even in prison, maybe they felt the presence of the Lord. So the jailer asked Paul, "How could I stay?" And so Paul said, "Accept Jesus Christ, you and your family will be saved." So the jailer and his family were saved. So maybe they were still the part of the Church of Philippi. So in the first part, as we read, Paul said, "I thank my God every time I remember you. I thank my God every time I remember you." Maybe the Philippians, the church in Philippi, are good to Paul, and they've been support Paul in somehow, the praying or sending the things or some things. And also, this is very important. Paul said, "I always pray with joy in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership." This one says too, they were good. They had a good partnership with Paul. They may be a supporter or in the gospel from the first day until now. In the gospel from the first day. First day was the day they were in prison. Paul started the ministry before he was in prison, but when they went to Macedonia, he got into Philippi, from now on, the church in Philippi are joy of Paul. They are good. So I always pray with joy. So as you know, joy is the key word of this letter. Although Paul was in prison, he was caught, he was restricted, but he is filled with joy. Yeah. So this is the big theme of this letter. But I don't say about this joy things today. Yes, maybe next time. Today I'd like to focus on the last part of the section we read, which is being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This is where I want to focus on today. In this section, Paul said, God began a good work. God began a good work. Actually, God begins everything, right? Yeah. He started this world. He created. He is the one who starts everything. And he is good, right? So his work is always good. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He's doing good job. When he started until he finished. He's good and his work is always good. So Paul said, who began a good work in you? God began a good work at the church of Philippi, the people's Philippi. God started a good work. He never quit his work. When he starts, he never quit. He never stop. He continue. Once he starts. Why? Because God knows when he starts, he knows the end. That's the difference from us. So if when God starts something, he knows the end. He knows the plan. He has a plan. So once he starts, he never quit. For he never changed his plan. Because he starts. And he complete his work. He complete his work. Until the day of Christ Jesus. Yeah. He start the salvation of human beings. Right after Adam betrayed God. God start his salvation to us, and he will complete the day of Christ Jesus. This is God's side story. When he starts, he continue, and he finish. So let me ask you, this is the first month of the year, January. What do you start? What do you begin? Reading the Bible. Somebody maybe make decision, right? Okay, I'll read through the Bible this year. Once, twice. Three times? Or I have devotion time every morning or in every night. Or keep a diary. Right? Did you make all the things? Or nothing? This is a time, good time to start. Yeah. Yes, yes. Of course you can start any time, but this is the time to good time to start. Because God gave us the year. God give us the period, month, day, month, year. This is God's period. So this is a good time to start. But hard to continue, right? Remember your, last year, what did you start in January? Did you keep doing? Did you finish it? Yeah. Actually, the good news was Tim lost some weight. Yeah. Because I heard he said somehow, I'll lose weight. Yeah. So keep doing that. Yeah. But it's easy to start, you know. But how many things did you start and how many things do you still continue in your life? Right? We may start something, but we cannot continue. We cannot keep doing. Maybe we abandon or sometimes we forget even what we start. But God is different. God is different. Once he start, he will continue and he'll finish. The first day of this year, I preached in Japanese service. The theme was change the subject. Our subject is always I. In our mind, our subject is mine. I think, I want to, I will do. Always our mind think starts from I. I am the center. I am the start. I am the subject. Because I am the subject of my life. But this is wrong. Totally wrong. This is sin. Our subject supposed to be not I, but God. Because he starts our lives. Right? He makes us, he made us, and he keeps us. So, in Japanese service, I said to the audience, let's change the subject from I to God. Not I think, but probably God thinks that. Not I want to, but God wants to. Not I will do, but God will do. This is very important. When we think, put your subject from I to God. Put the subject from I to God. This is what Jesus taught us. Lord's Prayer. Remember? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The first part, the subject is God. God. Jesus prayed for God. God, your name has to be hallowed. Your name and your kingdom come. Not my, not our kingdom come. Your kingdom has to be here. And he said, your will be done, not me, not our will. This is totally wrong from me. We want to fulfill our will be done, right? I want to do this. My goal is like this. I want to do that. But Jesus prayed, thy kingdom come. God, your kingdom has to be here. And Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because Jesus knew God's will be done in heaven, where he was. Yeah. Jesus knew in heaven God's will be done 100%, but not 100% on earth when he came here. So he was shocked. Oh, God's will not be done on this earth. That's why he prayed that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those three prayers, the subject is God. But after pray for God, Jesus prayed, allow us to pray for ourselves. Give us this our daily bread. And forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Very clear, very clear. You, thy, and we, and we. And finally, for thine, yours is the kingdom. Start from you and close from you. Start from God, close from God. This is the difference from the prayer about prayer from us. We pray, start from me, I, and pray in Jesus' name. sorry, God. We have to regret. Yeah. In Jesus' mind, his subject is not himself, God. Father is the subject of his sentences, of his ideas, of his whole things he did. God is the subject. So who is the subject of your life? Who begins your life? Who begins your life? Yourself? No. God begins our lives. Who finishes your life? Don't do it by yourself. God finishes our life. It's in his hand. So the text said, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The subject is God. God began a good work in us, and God will carry it on to completion. God is the only one who begins, continue, and finish a good work in you. Not me, not yourself. So I ask you, at the first preach in this year, in an international service, after 4 years, change the subject from I to God this year. Change the subject from I to God. Isn't it easy to start? Yeah, it's easy to start. You don't need to do nothing. Just change your mind. Change your thinking. Take your eye out and put your God in the center of your mind. Then God will keep the good things in you, and God will finish the good thing in you. But if you think I standard, I, even you said a good work, you cannot continue because I start. You cannot finish because I start. But if God starts, God will keep you and God finish you. So this year, 2024, will be changed, will be different. If your subject change from I to God. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you made us, you created us, you give us lives, and you still keep us on this earth. And you are the one who has everything. But we human beings are weak, so we misunderstand all the time. We are the subject. Lord, like Jesus did, change our mind. Take I out and accept God as the subject of our lives. So your good work will start and continue and finish in our lives. Not our good life, not our good job, your good work. Then we'll have a different year and we can glorify your name. Even we are dust of earth, even we are sinful, dirty, unworthy things. But if you are in the center of our life, you will use us and you will make us your tool. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Yeah.